This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
It's Betting the Ponies on the BetRivers Network.
All right, here we go. Moose, 3 weeks away from the Kentucky Derby, Betting the Ponies right here on the Bet Rivers Network. Monzo Malusis with you. We're going to focus in on some races down in Keeneland where it's been just a tremendous start to the meet. Moose, we welcome you in, and you did a little teaser last week to end the podcast about some big news in the Malusis family. I think I know what it is, but tell us all about the new arrival in the Malusis household.
Yeah, we got a dog, Chip. His name is Chip, a golden doodle. Picked it up last Saturday. So we've had it for about a week now, a little less than. And a few accidents in the house.
How old are you?
A few accidents in the house. And then we've had a stomach bug go through the house like a hot knife through butter. So the first night that we had Chip, I got maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours of sleep. Gregory was up all night throwing up, projectile vomiting all over the house like four or five times. And then Jackson got it. And then Paul got it. Then Paul got it. So it only lasted like a day and a half. And then you're out of the woods. But Chip's been great. I mean, it's an adjustment for Donna. She's never had a dog in her life, but we have a dog. That was the big announcement. Yes, a little puppy.
Start the 7th at Keeneland. Well, congratulations. Good luck. That's going to add a lot of the man that's already in the Malusis household now gets a new wrinkle. So,
well, that's it. I've already had – he loves tearing apart socks. He's into everything. He's getting a little bit more rambunctious, a little bit more kind of stepping out. Initially, he was a little depressed, I think, coming here, leaving his family and stuff like that. So it's an adjustment, but it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Going to be great.
Keep telling yourself that. When you say it three or four times in a row,
let me convince
myself.
Yes.
All right, we will start with the 7th at Keeneland, the Giants Causeway, grade 3 event, 5.5 furlongs on the Keeneland turf. And, when I looked at this race, I always look for, in these type of races, the speed horses and how many there are. And there are two or three horses with some speed, so I'm going to look for a closer moose. And I went all the way to the outside. I went to the 12th horse, Love Reigns, 8-1 on the morning line. And something you pick up on more than I do is the good race, bad race, pattern. And that's what something that Love Reigns seems to show. Now, I know this horse is coming off a long layoff, but the last performance at Saratoga in the Galway, name of the street I used to live on, by the way, Galway, just didn't fire as the favorite. But previously in the Limestone, really solid performance at Keeneland on this track at 5.5 furlongs at a pretty contested pace and was able to move past the horses late. And I think that's the situation we're going to be looking at here. I love outside draws on 5.5 furlong races. I know sometimes you think, they're going to be a little wide. I think it lets you navigate your trip. You don't get caught on the rail. And especially in a race where three or four race horses are going to go, I think Rosario just can kind of see what's ahead of him, can time his move. They're in that long Keeneland stretch, can make that move at the top. And if there's a speed duel up front and they're breaking down late, or that's a bad term, if they're getting tired late, he has the best horse to move past these horses. I didn't get a little bit of a price, 8-1, which I don't think you're going to get. I think just because who the trainer is, who the rider is, this isn't an overwhelmingly great field. 4-1 to me is probably more likely going to be the line. And God, factor in a scratch or two that might happen. I'll take 4-1. And if you get it, 8-1, I'd love it. Love Reigns, my top pick in this race.
Yeah, I was between the 12 and the 8. I landed on the 8, Roses for Deborah. But, I'm going to back the 8 up with your top pick, Love Reigns, who I picked numerous times, last August up at Saratoga and ended up finishing 7th that day, beaten by 5.75 lengths. I went with Roses for Deborah, Christophe Clement, Irad Ortiz. Been well-traveled, has ran at Keeneland Pimlico, Belmont, Saratoga, Park, Santa Anita has been all over the place. And, you know, usually, you know, is sitting second flight and makes that run down the lane. Got a necessary rest after the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. You know, finished ninth that day, beaten by 4 3/4 lengths, but, you know, did not embarrass herself that day. This is her first race back, has been training really, really well. Love the workout April the 5th at Payson Park. Best out of 29, going 4 furlongs and basically 49 and 3. Nothing not to like there. And you look at the distance, 2 for 3 at the distance. You know, has familiarity on the Keeneland turf. Not necessarily successful, but still has familiarity. The lone race on Keeneland, she finished 4th, beaten by 6.5 lengths. And that's going back to October of 22. But that's where I landed on. I went with Roses for Deborah, 4-1 on the morning line, the 8. I'm going to back it up with the 12 Love Rings.
The two other horses I like in this race that I'm going to use under heavily, that's the 1 and the 2. Play the Music, the 1, in really good form, gets Jose Ortiz. Kind of the same situation, Love Rains, I think he'll be coming off the pace. And the 2, Bling, a little bit of a layoff, but again, in good form, running style sets up. 2 for 3 to distance, I think a little bit of a price, 6-1, a good use for me underneath. But Love Rains, 8-1 on the morning line is my topic. We are going to move on to race 9 at Keeneland, which is the Jenny Wiley, a tremendous race, one of my favorites of the year, 1 1/16 on the Keeneland Turf. Moose, a lot of our favorites running in this one. Fluffy Socks, Elusive Princess, Gina Romantica, who I know you loved in the past, Didier, who I know you've loved in the past. You know, I tried to think who you'd like. Surge Capacity certainly makes a lot of sense. Like a Chad Brown race, yeah, is like 7. And you have a couple Euros, which I know is going to make it really interesting for you. You love Charlie Appleby and English Rose, I think, could be a horse that you like.
English Rose.
I'm going to think you landed on the 9, Didier, only because every time you pick this horse, she wins. So she's got to be one of the Melusa's favorites.
Well, she is, yeah. And that is where I landed. I landed on the 9, Didier. I did. You know, coming off that race down at Gulfstream.
I'm sorry to cut you off. This is one thing. Didier, yeah, always has favorable odds, and she wins a ton of races. 4-1 on the morning line, it seems like a great price.
Yeah, 4-1 on the morning line. You look at it, you know, it's oftentimes that, you know, it's like the horse that people like to bet against. And all she does is go out there, and I know she's a 6-year-old, but all she does is go out there and fire. And she's become one of my favorites. But there's a number of horses in here, like, you know, but I land on Didier, 1, just from a handicapping perspective, 4 for 4 at the distance. You look at 10 of 13 on the turf. She's gone to, you know, she's got, oh, the gates have opened 15 times for her. She's won 10 times, winning over $1 million over the course of her career. I mean, she's been, you know, remarkably consistent, even though at times that, you know, she's not absolutely adored or liked or loved at the Parimutuels. Workouts have been okay. She usually fires fresh. She has in the past. You look at it, she's coming in here off a little bit of a layoff. Last time we saw her, as you mentioned, January 27th to 24, down at Gulfstream. And she ran really well down the lane that day, was the favorite, but was nearly 7-2. That's where I landed on. I landed on the 9, Didier. Didier is going to be my top choice. Going to back her up a little bit with the 5 English Rose for everything you mentioned. Listen, when Charlie Appleby and Godolphin bring a horse stateside, ridden by William Buick, they mean something. William Buick's not riding out here just to be a little bit of a show pony. She's coming here with a purpose. I would imagine that is the case. A 4-year-old out of Frankel, out of a Dubawi mare. I mean, that's as well-bred as you possibly could get for turf. I would imagine she's going to take tough beating. So those are my top 2 choices in this one. I went with the 9, Didier, and the 5, English Rose.
To the shock of nobody, I'm going to pick Fluffy Socks in this race. You would think I learned my lesson, because the fact of the matter is, I mean, a really good horse. I mean, it hasn't won a race since May of 2023. Only 5 for 24. The way we talk about Fluffy Socks, you think this is one of the elite turf runners, but she's an honest horse. You know, she comes off the pace, whether it's fast pace or slow pace, and runs. And I just think this field, she just matches up well against this field. These are all the kind of horses she beats, all the kind of horses she competes against. She's going to be coming off the pace in the Hillsborough. She was a little closer up, ran really well against Sparkle Blue. She has lost to Didi in the past. She's lost Surge Capacity, but always right there, always down by a head or by a neck. And, you know, at 6-1, with the right trip at this track, I can see Ired making that move maybe a little earlier, maybe getting there to the finish line. 6-1, Fluffy Socks for Chad Brown is my top. But the other horse I like a little bit, and it was really between these two, and that's the 3 Elusive Princess, who, you know, just has been really solid the last 3 races, losing races by a length or 2 lengths. You know, Junior Alvarado, you know, despite his advanced age, might be running the best he's ever, as a jockey, he's ever been. I mean, he's just killing it in these races, timing paces, getting to the lead. And I think at 8-1 for Delacour, Elusive Princess, those are going to be my top 2 picks. But you can go anywhere. Certainly going to throw Diddy in there. Surge Capacity makes a ton of sense at 5-1. Gina Romantico is 3-1 on the morning line for Chad Brown. Hard to dismiss as well. And English Rose, Buick, Appleby, obviously solid in this race. So it's one of those races where if you're playing multi-race exotics, you have to throw in almost the entire field. And if you're playing triples, you have to include everybody, I think, in the second and third slot, if you really are solid.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for the full, I mean, listen, even the 10 with Frankie on top, Frankie Dettori is interesting. But I mean, it's another race where you get into these turf races and you have one Chad Brown horse after another, and you're trying to separate really well-bred, well-intentioned mares in a stakes race. And it can be difficult at times, but you know, I'm confident where I landed with Diddy of the 9 for no doubt about it. But and I think she's going to run really well on Saturday.
Great betting race, though.
No doubt. Yeah, very good. You can make an argument for 5 or 6 horses to win.
Race 10, the top of the stretch here for us, the Stone Street Lexington Grade 3. I believe it's the last Kentucky Derby prep. It's anybody who wants to get a couple extra points going into the Derby, someone who's just a little short. And you can see horses like Hades in this race, probably for that reason. I think this is a pretty competitive field. 5-2 on Hades, your morning line favorite. 7-2, I'm sorry, your morning line favorite. Encino ran well in the Battaglia. Liberal Arts, really solid horse. Ran in the Arkansas Derby, didn't do particularly well there. But 4-1 the morning line for Irad Ortiz. Lucky Jeremy, good field, Secret Chat, the Wine Steward. I think this is a good race, Moose. Who'd you land on?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's interesting. I'm curious to see if Hades bounces back after a successful Holy Bull and then a disastrous Florida Derby. They're rolling him back pretty quickly to see if he can get him back in. And that's kind of where I landed with the intention of that. I think he will bounce back in a positive way. For whatever reason, obviously he did not fire the day of the Florida Derby. And clearly, obviously they're looking to try and chase getting this horse into the Kentucky Derby. And I think this horse, I think out of Awesome Slew, if he runs the way he ran in the Holy Bull, I think he wins the race. Went off a 9-1 that day. 7-2 in the Florida Derby. Obviously did not pick up his feet. Finished 5th, beaten by 19 3/4 lengths. Positive jockey change going from Paco Lopez to Jose Ortiz. The workouts have been okay. Do like the workout. You know, workouts have really kind of been non-existent. It was really working out up until the Florida Derby. I'm thinking that they're giving the Florida Derby some sort of an excuse. They're looking to fire back. You're getting 7-2 on the morning line. It's a well-intentioned 3-year-old with aspirations of getting to the Derby. They put Jose Ortiz up on a board. I'll take the 5 Hades.
When I ran through the horses, I specifically left out the horse that I'm taking, and that's the 3, Dilger. 12-1 on the morning line. Yeah. Safi Joseph keeps Tyler Gaffley on a board, which I like. I think that's a factor. You know, if you look back at the last race, a race that we had some interest in, was able to push by Reynolds Channel and Secret Crush late and was flying over a couple of horses that I think are both very good. And the word I got from a couple of people is that, you know, they got something in Dilger at 12-1 and they got a really good horse.
Oh.
So I'm not saying it's a tip. I'm not saying I've been all I'm telling is the connections think they have a really good horse here. So I'm going to take a shot here. I think he beat some really good horses. I think maybe he found his way. I think the added distance is going to help. I like the fact, to me, it's a big thing Gaffleone stays in this horse because he's one of the top riders. He could have found a mount elsewhere, probably. And he gets on this horse here, who I think is going to appreciate the added distance, is going to appreciate Keeneland, and is going to try and find his way into the Kentucky Derby. And we'll see. I mean, I think this is the kind of race where, if you see a horse with double digits and you like the horse, you have to take it. Now, I don't know if Dillinger is going to be 12-1 as the race goes off, but anything 10-1 or higher, I think is a great price on a talented horse that's getting better. I say that a lot of times in these three-year-old races, that's what I'm looking for. They have him in this race for a reason. They could have skipped this race. They could have went to the Belmont Stakes. They're trying to get into the Kentucky Derby. 12-1 the morning line, Dillinger, my top pick.
Now, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Not who gave you the info. I'm going to ask you, though, the person you've gotten this info from before in the past, have they been good for you?
The person that provided the info to the person that gave me the info is one of the top trainers in the country.
Okay. But, I mean, when they say something, do their horses usually – does the horses –
I would venture to say yes.
Okay.
The person thinks that this is a very talented horse. That's the bottom line.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
That's where.
All right. That's well said. All right. Dillinger.
12-1 on the Lexington.
12-1 on the morning line. Those screams will be from Florida as Monzo's getting ready. Or I don't even know where. Yeah, you'll be in Florida by then, right?
I will. Should be. No. God willing.
No traffic. Yeah, you will. Yeah. I mean, you'll be in Florida by then. And those screams will be for Brian Monzo if Dillinger crosses the finish line in first.
Make sure hopefully it happens. Play that, yeah. And your top pick is Hades, so we will definitely play that exactly.
I like Hades.
3-5.
My top play of the day, though, is my main mare, Didia, the 9, in the 9th race, the Jenny Wiley.
Nice.
I loved it.
Didia and Fluffy Socks play that exact. Moose, best of luck this weekend. Good luck with the dog.
Yeah, I know. I know. We've had some accidents. We've cleaned up some things and taken care of it. But, yeah, he's great. He's great. It's going to be awesome.
Best of luck. Make sure you like and subscribe the podcast. We'll get a report about the dog next week if Moose is pulling his hair out.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Good weekend.
No doubt. Good luck. Like and subscribe. Monzo, safe travels. Good luck with all your plays at Keeneland. Let's go, Didia.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network.